live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Welcome to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show, presented by Scott K. Nichols and State Farm Insurance. And now, here's your hosts, Brandon Reif and Jonathan Birdsong.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Crossroads Sports Radio, episode number 283. I'm your host, Brandon Reif. Be joined with my co-host here momentarily. Tonight, we've got plenty to talk about. College football, the national championship game, Alabama, and Nick Saban. Saban retiring. We've got that to talk. We've got NFL wild card weekend, the matchups for the wild card, the playoffs. Me and John will talk AFC and NFC playoffs. We've got some Pacers talk. IU and Purdue talk as well. So we're going to hit you up with all that and more this evening. We've got about an hour, hour 15 or so of tonight. I'm a little bit under the weather, but with everything that's going on today in the news, it's when nature calls. So Jordan flu game today, and we'll get that going on, but can't do anything without the show, without my co-host here, Jonathan Birdsong. JB, how are you?
I'm doing all right, man. Happy New Year, just in case you can still say that. It's only January 10th, man. I know there's some archaic rule, man, says you can't say Happy New Year after the 5th, man, but, you know, we got to break tradition here. But, like, nah, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know Brandon Reif is, you know, still underneath the weather. But yeah, Sports is what it is, man. We got the show must go on, as Mr. McMahon says, man. So Brandon,
John, I'm trying to have a quiet talk night and maybe go 45 minutes. And then next thing you know,
show must go.
Nick Saban smacks us with that he's retiring.
Nah, man. I can't even get no daggone, you know what I'm saying? Like, when's the last time Alabama had a losing season, right? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's wild, man. That's wild. And like I said, I know, you know what I'm saying, we'll kind of catch up to all of it, man. But like, where do you want to start it tonight?
Yeah, I think we start out with college football. I think we dive right in first to the national championship game. Harbaugh, absolutely. Michigan, they dominate Washington. pull away late in the second half. It was a one possession game. Washington just couldn't get over that hump. But Michigan, team of destiny, gets it done, John. Big Ten is football national champions.
Well, it's going to be the Big Ten national championship anyway. It wasn't even if Washington won. Inside joke, y'all. But like, no, man. In all seriousness, man, that was a pretty good effort. By Michigan, damn good effort. I should say pretty good. What are you talking about? They won the game. A damn good effort by Michigan to contain, you know, say Heisman Trophy candidate Michael Penix. You know what I'm saying? Didn't necessarily, you know what I'm saying, get to him as much as they probably would like from a stat standpoint, but they did turn it. But they did turn it over twice. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, he felt uncomfortable like all game, man. Like he's kind of the second ahead of the Washington program. The running back, his name, like my notes are not in front of me right now, man. So I do apologize. The running back from Washington, who's a, you know what I'm saying, somewhat elite level, couldn't get out the gate. And like I said, once you kind of take a Penix away, like those receivers, you know what I'm saying, that are noteworthy from that team, like, you know what I'm saying, if he can't throw the ball, they can't catch the ball. So that's kind of what, and then like the run game, like I had said, Blake Corum and even like the secondary running back kind of tore a new one for the Washington Huskies. But like, no, man, you tip your cap to the Michigan Wolverines. They raised the title. Everybody can talk about who they didn't play, who they did play, or who they did beat, who they didn't beat. But at the end of the day, man, they're the ones undefeated and holding up the championship. And like I said, Jim Harbaugh is the head coach. And like I said, you know, we salute him for it. And like I said, if you hate it, too bad. Just tip your hat and try to beat it next year.
Gotta play it, John. Gotta play it.
Hey, man, Cignetti's ready for it, bro. Cignetti down in Bloomington? He's ready for it.
He may be transferring now. He may be leaving IU already, I'm hearing. He might be going down to Tuscaloosa. By the way, we'll get to it later on. I'll do a little precursor. I listened to Brian Evans today, John, on JMV, friend of the program. Him and I heard a couple other IU alums. They think they've reached the ceiling already with Mike Woodson. And it's saying they don't discipline anybody. They don't bench anybody 4 for 15 from free throws. I'm going to precursor it, but I was on Twitter last night with IU fan base, and they're saying he's cooked. Unfortunately, get him out. We can only hope so. The IU fan base is not happy with Woodson.
Man, we got to talk with the rest of college football, man. But IU, Indiana athletic program can't fire two coaches. They can't fire two coaches in one calendar year, Brandon. They cannot.
So, anyways, Ryan, we get the breaking news today. Out of nowhere, Nick Saban retires from Alabama, the goat of coaching, John. And you know what? Listen, Scott on our Facebook group chat is already trying to spin it. Well, I've heard this. If he heard anything, he would have told us a while back. He would have said something a while back. So he's trying to play it like that. No. He's sulking. He is sulking. He even said last year when he signed that eight-year extension, oh, he'll be here for all of it. He'll be here for all of it. Well, Saban's done. John, I think he's getting out at the right time. With the NIL, with the transfer portal, with the future
with the
playoff, the conferences. I think he's getting out at the right time. I don't blame him one bit. You know, he seemed like he was there was talks after the Rose Bowl when he was in a golf cart going through, and he was smiling and talking with people, shaking hands like he knew that was going to be it. And I like – shout out to Alabama Athletic Department for keeping this hush-hush, because you got to know they've already known this for a little bit. It was going to happen, and they have been working the phones to find that replacement. They've already lost a five-star wide receiver. Ryan Williams is just now decommitted from Alabama already.
Where's he going, Colorado? Where's he going?
Just said he's decommitted.
So, like, this is kind of talk openly about it, Brandon. With Nick Saban, it's kind of like chaos. I put a post up on Facebook or Meta, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they call it anymore, but, like, no, man. So, I don't necessarily think it's chaos because there's fandom and there's media that don't know. But, like you said, I think the athletic department knows and probably even got an offer out to somebody.
Yeah.
And it's kind of just waiting to see the college football season end. I don't necessarily think it's going to be a big swing like a Kirby Smart, like he would leave Georgia, but like a Dabo Sweeney coming over. But like, you know what I'm saying, whoever it is, I think, like I said, I think it's probably somebody that's well-groomed and it's probably already, you know what I'm saying, somebody they already have in mind. It's not just a shock, like you said, Brent. This is not a shock at all.
They talked about candidates. The six coaches that are being named out, Dan Lanning from Oregon, he seems to be the clear-cut number one choice for Alabama. Pete Thamel has said likely internal replacements out of Alabama. Here's a quick projected target list. Dan Lanning, Kalen DeBoer, who obviously coached Washington, Dabo Sweeney, Mike Norvell, James Franklin, Lane Kiffin, and Marcus Freeman, Notre Dame.
Yeah, I don't know. Spin the block on all those names, man. I would say take Dabo off. I guess, like I said, like 10 seconds, I would take Dabo off.
I'd say take Franklin off. James Franklin, really? Come on now.
But that team can't score, and I get it. Maybe, you know saying, he's worked with
if you're DeBoer, I think you go. Well, you don't. I don't know what you got back in Washington next year. If you're DeBoer, you leave Washington. I do.
Yeah, I don't know, Brandon. It could be somebody even already on staff.
It's not. I will promise you it is not. Tommy Reese is the offensive coordinator. He is not going to get the job. There's people within Alabama that are pissed off at him from this year. And John, the defensive coordinator, just retired 2 days ago.
Well, you can take Dabo Sweeney off that name of list, man, unless, you know what I'm saying, You know, wasn't he already known that he was leaving? You know what I mean? If it was Dabo Sweeney, I get it. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. I'm going to take him off the list. I think he's high on there to go. I really do. I think it's between Lanning, DeBoer, Sweeney, and Kiffin. I think it's those four. Dan Lanning's buyout is $20 million for Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
Kalen DeBoer's is $12 million. Dabo is $7.5 million. And Mike Norvell's $4 million. Could you imagine, Florida State fans, you get left out like that because Alabama gets in, and then you lose your coach, Mike Norvell, that goes to Alabama? Could you imagine that? Not
yeah,
out of the realm.
But let's think about this. But let's think about this, Brandon. Ain't there some pro coaches available? Ain't there going to be some pro coaches available? NFL coaches?
Yeah, but nobody that would take over Alabama. I really don't.
We didn't think Saban was going to take over Alabama. Well,
he's a high profile guy. I don't. Here's my thing.
If Pete Carroll was 10 years younger, man, he'd be all over it.
Yeah, people keep saying Sarkisian, but I think he likes what he's got going on in Texas coming to the SEC. I don't think he would jump.
Yeah,
I really
don't. Leaving Texas to go to Alabama, like I don't – and I know about the championship trophy that they have at Alabama right now. I mean, isn't that technically a linear move? Wouldn't that be – we're talking about Texas football, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like if Sarkisian can win a championship, he won a Big 12 championship. They already crowned him, remember? They was we bad. No, man. Now we're Big 12 championship. No, you got.
There
you
is.
Get the last championship.
Apparently,
no, I don't think
everything I've been researching as well with Kiffin, the boosters are split. There are boosters that like Kiffin. There are boosters that don't like Kiffin. And that would be.
Because he effed up. Because he got a history of he fumbled the bag at USC. You know what I'm saying? He also fumbled the bag at Tennessee. He got his hat. Lane Kiffin would not be in Alabama.
So
he's not coming to Alabama, bro.
I want him to get it so bad. But I honestly think it's a two-horse race, three-horse race. I think it's honestly three horses. Lanning, Dabo, and DeBoer. If DeBoer is interested, I wouldn't see why he would not leave. Because I don't think the cover is full.
Damn.
Who?
Right. I said Jeff Saturday. I'm joking.
Stop it. How about Bill Belichick? They just take a swap.
Belichick
goes to Alabama and Saban goes to New England. God, wouldn't that be crazy?
He ain't got fired. He hasn't got fired yet. He hasn't been replaced yet.
Oh, he's not going to get fired as coach. Nick Saban. No, Belichick's going to resign probably tomorrow or Friday as head coach. He will stay as general manager, and they will hire Mike Vrabel as their new head coach. It's a marriage, perfect marriage.
Is Lil Josh, is he coming back? Can they let him come back? Can he come back?
He would be the offensive coordinator. Yep.
Josh McDaniel, for all you coach lovers, thank goodness you didn't get that flip-flopper. You know what I'm
Third
saying?
Third time back to England.
Yeah. Go back to the evil empire. Maybe they can close. I think Josh McDaniel knows quarterback play. I think that's where they kind of struggled at this year, so maybe he can get that to work for him. But, yeah, get the evil empire back together, man.
There is talks now, John. It's picked up this week with a couple news reports, and I know we're still in college football, but that Tomlin might step away after this year and just take a year off from coaching and kind of reset. There's been three reports I've seen now. I tell you, if there was one coach I'd go back, hey, Mike Vrabel, I don't know if y'all know. I don't think a lot of people know this. Mike Vrabel was drafted by the Steelers. He played the first 3 years of his career as a Steeler. Bring him back home, people. Bring him back home.
What?
Home. Bring him home to Pittsburgh. A lot of people actually want Ryan Day fired and Vrabel go back to Ohio State.
Just too soon for that.
I like it.
Ryan Day. But here's the thing, though, man. I'm concerned, Brandon. I'm concerned about the heartbeat of football and basketball when we get to IU. Like, they can't recruit their own. They can't develop their own. Remember Ohio State? And they, now, their quarterback, correct me if I'm wrong, Brandon, I'm not saying their quarterbacks transitioned to be great quarterbacks in the NFL, but their quarterbacks used to be somebody. They didn't used to have to go get nobody else's quarterback.
Right.
And, like, what's recruiting look like? I'm just kind of concerned what's recruiting look like from some of these teams kind of going further. But, like, no, man, that's wild, man. The land of the land.
College football land
is wild, man.
Somebody messaged on Twitter that Alabama should hire Brian Ferentz. They would riot.
No, it's not gonna happen.
That's the offensive coordinator from Iowa who couldn't get above 20 points.
That's not going to happen, man. Stop it, man. Don't be for real, man. I mean, they would be well coached. They'd be well coached, but like,
maybe it'd be Tom Allen.
He already took that money from Penn State. Tom Allen is going to be the assistant on Penn State. I think he's defensive coordinator, maybe. I do believe that's correct.
What if Mike Vrabel with Alabama? God, that would be something. That'd be about the only NFL guy, John, I could see going to college.
Right.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you see Mark Stoops leaving Kentucky possibly to go to Alabama?
Didn't he already flirt with leaving?
He did.
Already, I thought. I thought he flirted with already with leaving. He's kind of just looking for a bigger, better program. That would be a bigger, better program. That would be honestly though, Brandon. I think that might be two steps ahead of him where he needs to be at. Kentucky hasn't necessarily, but that wouldn't be a bad look.
That sounds crazy. If you're Alabama, do you make a phone call to Urban? You have to
Urban
at least make
who?
A phone call, right? Urban Meyer.
Man, Urban Meyer in Alabama? Now, listen, man. Here, Brandon. Hey, man. Of course.
I'm just asking, John. I have to ask these questions.
Of course. They won't call him. They will not call him. Urban Meyer.
You know, you're what? You say that.
Would he win in Alabama? Of course.
Yes,
that
would
be like, is money green? Yes.
Why wouldn't he, John? Why wouldn't he go back to Alabama?
Come on, though. But what's the price, dog? What's the price? Urban Meyer, what's the price? Do they got enough money?
John, college football needs Urban Meyer at Alabama.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, man. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen, man. That would be like, everybody just like Cat Williams teaming up with Kevin Hart. That's not going to happen, man.
Jimbo's a free agent. He's just making that money right now.
Jimbo probably makes his way back to somebody's ACC or some Big 12 team, you know what I mean, in like another year or two if he wants to come back to, this chaos that is going to be college football in the next couple of years.
But
he ain't going to Alabama.
Does Deion just say fuck it at Colorado and come to Alabama?
Nah, they got to see some winning first. They haven't seen enough elite level wins.
What do you think if they went 10-2 this year? Do you think they went 10-2? That would have helped his cause a little bit.
To be like an automatic auto star, yeah. Because Deion is like the cameras follow him. That's what's going to kind of carry the Big 12.
Somebody just messaged me on Twitter.
Go ahead.
As a under the radar person to take the head coaching job, which it sounds good. I could see him doing it. I got to know his age first because if he's close to, he's about the same age as Saban, Mack Brown.
The homie from North Carolina?
Yeah.
Nah.
You speak
Texas? They used to coach Texas? Nah.
Yep.
He got bad records. He lost recruits, bro. He lost recruits in Texas, man. Alabama ain't trying to lose no recruits to Georgia no more. Nah, it won't be him, man. That's a good idea though. Maybe if he was 10 years younger. That guy, like I said, it's my homie who just stepped away from the Seattle Seahawks was 10-15 years younger. He can coach anywhere. Pete Carroll, coach anywhere. Anywhere. Any hemisphere. But like I don't know, Brent. I think he's gonna be a young guy. I really do.
Okay. Well, it'll be interesting to see in how long. I feel like Alabama's got some things in place for that. So we'll see. John, we got everybody fighting, man. We got Cat Williams and Kevin Hart and Cat Williams and everybody else. We've got Stephen A. Smith and your boy Whitlock going at it today. He called him a fat ass and a piece of shit.
He said this before.
And he's doing his podcast tonight, so I'm going to have to listen to that podcast tonight because Whitlock was giving a review of his book that he came out, and Whitlock called a bunch of it a crock of shit. So we got that going on. And then we've got Wink Martindale fighting with Brian Daboll at the Giants, and he just quits. I'm out. See ya. What?
Bro, they fired his brother-in-law. They fired him.
Yeah. Yeah, who was the linebackers coach.
Hey,
says,
man,
I'm out.
He said linebacker play suck. Somebody had to answer for it. Your brother-in-law was the one. Wink was like, man, I don't want to hear it. This ain't fair. Well, it probably wasn't fair. Your brother-in-law had that damn job either, man. But that's a whole other situation, bro. That's a whole other conversation about nepotism in sports. But, like, man, The New York Giants ain't got nothing to complain about. They got to fire. They need to fire everybody, and especially the people who gave Daniel Jones that big contract.
Matt Eberflus survives in Chicago.
Yeah, that's interesting, man. That's very interesting. What that's going to look like going further. I think that's a real kinetic. Brandon, that quarterback room could be super elite. This re-signs Justin Fields, I say, and draft, you know, saying a quarterback. That's it.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. We got Pete Carroll out, Vrabel out. Those were the last two, both of them a little shocking. Rumor is that Pete Carroll fought for his job to keep it, and they said no. So we'll see what happens there. Vrabel, and there's word about Tomlin. We'll see what happens with Tomlin. If he wants to stay or if he's going to – I mean, he has no contract. I think his contract is up. Give me 1 second as I look at that. I'm pretty sure.
The Seahawks just really need consistent quarterback.
He's got 1 year left, John. Tomlin's got 2024, and then he's a free agent. Mm-hmm. The report from CBS Sports is Mike Tomlin could consider stepping away after the playoffs.
To just, like, chill out and just see what the law of the land and then come back.
Yeah.
He's a young man. You know what I mean? He's a football guy.
Go out and get him.
It's going to be real interesting,
man. Maybe we'll go out and get Belichick.
Brandon, I posted on Meta, man. Is Jim Harbaugh leaving? What are we doing here? Are you leaving or staying? Take the money, Jim. They put the $125 million in front of him.
I think he leaves. I think he goes to Seattle. That's the most tempting job.
You going to leave Ann Arbor for the cold rain? I'm not disrespecting Seattle at all, man.
He needs to get out now before they have to vacate that title. Because the NCAA is still investigating.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait, vacate? Stop it.
They're still investigating.
There are no rules in the NCAA. What are the rules?
I'm sorry, John.
I'm
telling you.
Rules.
The Big Ten has done their
rules.
Part. The NCAA has not decided. You know how corrupt the NCAA is.
I ain't saying the NCAA is corrupt. I'm not saying that. The NCAA has no power. Excuse me. They have no power. Anyway, man, Brandon, that's not going to be vacated. All right? Let's get that off right now. I think Jim Harbaugh stays with Michigan. Stays with Michigan. To go to the Chargers? For what?
John, I'm just telling you, man.
To go coach the Tennessee Titans, they don't know who they
want to
be.
Seattle.
Seattle does need a quarterback. Brandon, I see where you're trying to go, man. I'm pointing to the other things, man. You're going to the obvious. I'm not trying to take the audience there, Brandon. You see what I'm saying? Seattle, ladies and gentlemen, what is Jim Harbaugh on the pro list, on the pro level? What does Jim Harbaugh know? We know he knows quarterback play. That we do know. And if he can find them the right quarterback with that team will be back into, you know, saying potential playoff, if not Super Bowl contention.
What if he goes to New England?
He's, man, like, Brandon, I had a superstar. I think Vrabel, I think you hit the nail on the head. Vrabel and Josh McDaniels, everybody put the Evil Empire back together, man, because, like, it just kind of makes sense. The old man is gone. He's gone upstairs. You know what I mean? And, like, he's general manager now. But, like, Brandon, like, he's really, like, you know what, Brandon? The old king needs to really just go away because they need a new general manager. They need a new way of thinking because, like, did he break Mac Jones or is Mac Jones broke? I would, you know what I'm saying? Mac Jones, I mean, if I'm Mac Jones, I'm trying to get away from New England because, like, that's a hot mess. Joe Johnson or Joe Judge, whoever, not just Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson messed up everybody's career, everywhere he went. Did he not? Seemingly.
Yeah.
So, no, man, I'm like, even if you have Bill Belichick around and he's in a general, like, he's making the pick. They got to pick a new quarterback, period. And probably got to answer some different, like, you got to get more dynamic on, you know what I'm saying, on offensive line, I mean, on, you know what I'm saying, at tight end. And they got to start over, Brandon. So I don't see Jim Harbaugh falling there. You say Seattle,
yeah.
And you're telling the people, like, Jim Harbaugh might end up in Seattle. But, like, Brandon, Seattle, like, come on, man. They got good. Do they still even got good rock bands in Seattle?
I don't know. Get there, man.
I remember.
He needs to get there before the vacate title happens. I'm telling you.
Michigan. It's Michigan. Come on, man. How many times do you want them to beat Ohio State? Come on, Brandon. He got to come back to Michigan at least for one more year. You don't win big in Michigan to go to coast Seattle. Nah, man.
I think you do if you know you're going to get – you're going to lose scholarship, John. I just looked it up. The NCAA is still investigating. CBS Sports has an article that says that Michigan may have to vacate the national title if the NCAA sees fit. I'm just read on CBS Sports.
Who can make it go away, Brandon?
Money.
who can make that go away? They need to make that go away already. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
What's the coach that he's gonna be a coach? He's gonna be a head coach somewhere, ain't he? My man that was crying because they beat Penn State.
He would take over in Michigan, you'd think. It's a perfect fit.
Man. It's not gonna be vacated. Not in the next 2 years, bro.
Maybe three.
But Seattle, I'm for it. Seattle. He's saying Jim Harbaugh's probably going to Seattle, y'all.
He loves the
Chargers. I can't see the Chargers. I can't see the Raiders. Jim Harbaugh and
why can't you see the Raiders?
I can't see it.
Cowboys?
Can't see it. Jim and Jerry Jones would implode one another. That would never happen.
Falcons.
Jerry Jones ain't going to fire Mike McCarthy, I don't think.
He will. McCarthy will be fired, for sure.
Ooh, you think so? I don't think he's going to be fired.
After they piss all away this year? Yeah. Atlanta?
I just won a national championship game. You want me to go coach Desmond Ritter? Stop it. I'm not doing that.
Tennessee?
Mm-mm. Dirty Bird? Nah, Tennessee's going to bring in somebody interesting, but it ain't going to be Jim Harbaugh.
Pittsburgh?
If Mike Tomlin goes away? But listen, man, wasn't he trying to coach Minnesota last year? Didn't he say Minnesota was him?
They were very close, and then it just kind of fizzled out.
Maybe he's trying to stay up north.
Detroit?
Nah, man, Dan Campbell's probably going to be coach of the year.
Well, the Bears kept their coach, so it can't be Chicago.
Yeah, I thought he was going to make a figure eight start, even where he ended and started it right. But like, nah, if he ain't going to Chicago, because they ain't firing Eberflus, then
unless he goes back one more year, he has the agreement. He'll go back one more year to Michigan to run it back, and then by that point next year, the Bears will fire Eberflus, and then he just fills in the role.
Back-to-back national championships, man.
Well, I don't know about back-to-back, but let's pump it.
go back to break.
John, Sunday Night Football had its best viewership since 2005, over 21.4 million viewers. It was up also 8% from 2022.
Okay.
That's it?
Don't show, hey, don't pull them Thursday numbers. No, man, don't pull them Thursday numbers, man. Sunday Night Football should be good. No, Sunday Night Football, Monday Night Football still rocks out. It's that Thursday product that's kind of shaky. I'm always geek. I mean, I know we kind of talk especially about the Colts and that flat, and that, you know what I'm saying, them coming up dead. You know what I'm saying? Not dead, but about they weren't dead. It's just sad. And I know some people. The homie took some flack, JMV, because he said this should have been a playoff team. People was coming at JMV about the Colts kind of coming up flat. But
oh, yeah, I saw him going at people.
I don't know. The Saturday Night Football and the Friday Night Football from an NFL standpoint, I thought it was kind of cool. It does it kind of infringe on some of the, like, the, you know what I'm saying, the, like, what people kind of used to and what they're kind of into. Like, Friday Night Football is usually, you know what I'm saying, set the tone for, like, a high school.
Yep.
Like, now we have college football on Friday nights, you know what I'm saying, throughout the season. Now we also have college, you know, professional football. Professional football is kind of towards the tail end of the season, though, which I'm fine with.
Okay. Now it's time for NFL playoffs, John. The brackets are out. We are going to talk the games. And as well, John, I have a bracket here for each of us that I'm going to announce the games. You're going to tell me the winners, and we're going to track our brackets. I'll put them online on Twitter and Facebook for us. So we're going to dive game by game. First off, we'll start with the Saturday game at 4:30. The team that always plays Saturdays at 4:30 in the playoffs, if you remember all the history. Houston Texans, your AFC South champions, the Texans, after the Jaguars piss it down their legs, John. Texans and Browns, Saturday at 4:30. Tell me what this matchup and who do you like?
Did Cleveland score a point against the Bengals this past weekend? That was horrible, man. Give me the Texans, man. You gotta be a believer, man, in the young quarterback and the rookie head coach. He's a brother. I'm going with the. I'm not going all in on the Texans. Like, I'm like, hey, man, AFC South. I'm, you know what I'm saying? Crazy, but like, no, man. I know it. Brandon Reese is riding the daggone Joe Flacco train. He's got a high number of interceptions too, bro. He's got a lot of touchdowns, high number of interceptions. But like, no, man. Give me the Texans on this one. This should win.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Texans as well, man. This is a great opportunity for C.J. Stroud and his team riding high to get some bodies back after the injuries. Cleveland with Joe Flacco at some point, it's got to end. I know you played backups last week, but going back into it here, I just don't like this matchup for the Brownies here. You lost, obviously, Nick Chubb being the season, but I think Houston's the hotter team right now, and I like Houston in this game here. So I'm taking Houston as well. The next game, Saturday night, John, the Miami Dolphins, another team who pissed away the AFC East title against Buffalo.
Come on, man.
The Miami Dolphins are heading to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Miami is about to play the Chiefs. The temperature will be 1 degree at kickoff.
Love it. I love it. I love it. And Tua Tagovailoa, this is the last time y'all going to see him in a Miami Dolphins uniform. Yeah. You clip it. I'll clip it. Don't worry about it. He ain't playing
clip
next year.
Where's he going to be?
I don't know, man. Everybody always wants mediocre quarterback play, so they overpay for him somewhere else.
Damn. He is going.
And that coach. That coach running in the whole mouth talking about the media. This take a chill pill. I'll get with my team for the next 2 weeks. They ain't won a big game since. Man, I don't want to hear that crap.
Oh,
I don't want to run them receipts. He's full of what's his name, man? Little picklehead, little dude.
Mike McDaniel.
Mike McDaniel, man. Everybody should respect him for saying he came at the media.
Oh,
we the media. He came at the media talking about everybody takes their time. I know what I'm doing. Respectfully, kiss my grits. And then this is how you show up? This is how you show out? Kiss it, like, man, please. They ain't beating the Chiefs, not this weekend or the next.
Damn. All right.
They not.
Sunday, 1 o'clock, Steelers at the Bills, John. It will be around 15 degrees with snow in this game.
Ooh, is
Steelers
it? That's nice, man. That's going to be good, man. It's going to be good and close, man, because that fool played for the Buffalo Bills. We'll throw it to you. He will give it to you.
Sure will.
He's good. Josh Allen is good, but he'll give it to the other team, too. He's going to let you try to win, too. I don't know how his mind works sometimes, man. Because he likes playing in close games, man. I think they kind of keep. I know the Steelers. You know, what I'm saying the homie Watts not playing, man. This is offensive minded team. He has to win here. I go with the Bills, but like it's gonna be close, man. Because Josh Allen. Oh my goodness.
The spread is 10. Bills by 10. Mm-hmm. I will tell you this. Betting-wise, this weekend, I am going to bet on this game. I am taking the Steelers plus the 10.
What?
Overall, for our pick here for the brackets, I'm going to take Buffalo. I don't feel excited about it, but I'm going to take Buffalo. If TJ Watt was playing, I would take the Steelers for an upset. I really would, because Buffalo is dumb enough that would keep Pittsburgh hanging in. Game. They are dumb enough in snow to keep Pittsburgh hanging in that we would find a way. Mike Tomlin would find a way to keep this team hanging in there where they might just win the damn thing. They would. You'd be laughing. I might change my pick. Just take Pittsburgh.
No, man. Johnson, I was going to throw an interception, y'all. Bank on it.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I haven't written down what I'm taking yet, but you know what?
Say what you got, man.
If TJ Watt was playing, I'd feel a lot better taking the Steelers in this pick. I really would, John. The problem is, or it's not really a problem, I can just see us hanging in there for this game in the snow. You know, it's just people step up. Mason's played well. How long is that going to last? That's the problem I have with it. The team's played better. I'm going to take Buffalo. I think Steelers cover it. I think they cover the 10, but I'm going to take Buffalo, even though it would not shock me. You can clip it. It would not shock me for the Steelers to upset Buffalo. And that's not even a homer pick. That's just knowing metrics.
Absolutely.
Next game is at 4:30 on Sunday, the Green Bay Packers versus the Dallas Cowboys. John, what do you like?
Cowboys have to win. I'm shocked the Green Bay Packers have got to this point as they kind of fluctuated, you know what I'm saying, offensively with some of their play, man. But they won the games, man, on their schedule. And here they are playing with house money, man. Usually I would go with the underdog, but, like, man, I think Dallas takes care of business, man. So give me the Cowboys.
I feel like the easy pick here would be Dallas, but aren't they due for a piss down their leg, Mike McCarthy style game against his old team, the Packers? Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, they come into Jerry's world. Everybody's expecting Dallas to win this game, and Green Bay comes there and upsets them.
Holy cow!
McCarthy may be fired before the end of Sunday night game. That could be happening. So with that pick, I want to take the Packers so bad, John. I really do. But I think Dallas survives one game. It's close, John. I think it's fingernail close that Jerry's clipping those fingernails. But I'm taking the Cowboys in this. I don't closer than the experts think.
Man, Mike McCaffrey and the Cowboys going to take care of business, man.
Next game is the Sunday Night Football, Rams at the Lions. Matt Stafford coming back. You've got I can't even think of the Lions quarterback. What the hell's his name? Goff taking on McVay. You know, Stafford and McVay in the hot tub in Mexico and started this whole damn thing. I've said it for a few weeks, John, and I ain't flopping. of it whatsoever. Give me the Rams over the Lions.
What? Oh, my goodness. We had to keep our funding, man. No,
sorry.
Man, no, I know, man. That, and all, what's the spread? Is it 7 points?
Let me give you the spread real quick. I didn't actually even look at that spread, but I'm putting money already on the Rams for that. So, I'll go through them all real quick. The Browns are favorites by 2.5. I'm going to have to take the Texans on that. I like that. The Chiefs are only 4.5 against the Dolphins. Buffalo is 10. The Cowboys are 7.5-point favorites. I think Packers easily cover that 7.5. I think it's closer than you think. The Lions are a 3-point favorite at home, which means typically home teams get 3 points, so they're thinking it's an even game.
Yeah, Rams have played better. They frequently put themselves in this position after having a slow start to the beginning of the season. You got to remember, y'all, 17 games. Everybody's not going, 12-5, man. So, but like, here they are, a veteran team that's real dangerous, and, they have history. Jared Goff has history with that team. Matthew Stafford holds every passing statistical category as the Detroit Lions that they have, man. So, but there's been a culture change since he's left. Dan Campbell I think he's going to be coach of the year this year. They've got some improvements either in their running game. We talking about the Lions. And like I said, with their special teams, Lord have mercy. And we all know, like I said, everything kind of points back to the coach, man. He's the gambler. He don't give a damn about fourth down. He don't give a damn about extra point. He's going for two. This is crazy. We saw it, right? So that kind of gives you kind of pause on some of his game managing prowess. You know what I mean? Like, he's hot-headed, hot-tempered, man, and doesn't necessarily – but I don't – And in that regard, if you were kind of betting a point spread, that would be leery. I really would be. Because, Dan Campbell, man, don't give a damn about your point spread. He's trying to have some type of history. He wants to be in the history books to be the first coach to ever take the Detroit Lions from lowliness to holiness. This is what he wants, right? And he's kind of got, chapter one, chapter two. He's just trying to get to chapter three. I don't know if they ever make it to the Super Bowl this year. But, a couple more seasons, a couple more pieces, whatever, a couple more maneuvers. Who knows? But right now, man, from a talent standpoint, I think they're a little bit better in position and emotionally to beat the Rams. I think the Rams, it kind of ends right. They put together a nice little package to get to this point. And to play spoiler would be great, but I don't think that happens. I think the Detroit Lions have enough mojo if they get through this game. Close, like I said, that's why the point spread. We're not betting point spreads, but like close. But give me the Lions.
Okay, and then Monday Night Football, the Philadelphia Eagles, who the wheels are falling off this
man.
This
what the hell?
just completely going to complete shit. Trouble for them. They're going to Tampa to take on Baker Mayfield and the Bucks, who won the South. Who do you like in this one, John?
Come on, man, Baker.
The spread is three.
Right now,
the spread is
three. Man, the way the Eagles are playing, man, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will win this game. And I told you I was just going with the underdog. Right now, I'm about to. I'm going to take the underdog. Give me Tampa Bay.
Tampa? He's taking Tampa. I like it. Okay. John is taking Tampa Bay. So for our listeners here in the wild card rounds, John's got Houston, Kansas City, Buffalo, Tampa, Detroit, and Dallas. I have Houston, Kansas City, Buffalo, Philly, the Rams, and Dallas. I think Philadelphia rides the ship in this game. I think they survive at least one game. I've got Philly winning this game here. I think they have to get back to their winning ways. If not, I mean, Sirianni, you could be fired, and Jim Harbaugh take over Philly.
Come on, man. Ain't going to be that kind of payoff. Not yet, man. Not yet. Frank Reich is coming back, though. I bet you.
Oh, Lord. All right, so now with these brackets, we're doing predictions. We got to go to the next round. Divisional rounds, John, divisional rounds. Baltimore versus Houston. We both have Houston. So Baltimore versus Houston, I'm going to take Baltimore in this one. I think they get it done against Houston in the second round. I think they're just too powerful with that offense. That defense will look good. They've had some rest. I like Baltimore to win over Houston in the divisional game.
Yeah, the extra game would kind of concern me. I thought they played. Did they play this year? I'm not sure. I don't have the game schedule.
Let me look for you.
But like, you know what I'm saying? You can't expect the MVP.
They played the first game of the season. Baltimore won 25-9.
Hard, man. Hard beating the team a second time around like that, though, Brandon. They're a different team, man. So, again, if you're betting, if you listen to the Crossroads Sports Experience, me and Brandon Reese right now, if you're betting point spreads, what's the point spread on that one? We don't have that yet. But
not yet.
I don't know. You playing them the second time around, man. But to take the point spread on that, so that's what I said. But as far as, like, who's going to win that game, that'd be a big moment if CJ Stroud and that, rookie coach staff could go in to a Baltimore Ravens that's going to be supercharged up, that'd be big. That'd be a big-time moment. So I would imagine the odds of them winning this would be in their favor. But I think it's going to be a closer game than that first game was. So it's like I said, give me the Ravens. But like I said, I can't wait to see the point spread on those.
Yeah, I got the Ravens as well. So we both got Baltimore going to the AFC Championship. The other game is a rematch, Kansas City versus Buffalo. They've played several times, in the past. This past season, during the regular season, Buffalo finally got the win against Kansas City. Seemed like KC's had their number in the past. John, me and you have a rematch in the divisional round, KC and Buffalo. I like Kansas City, man. Kansas City finds a way in the postseason to get shit done, even when they don't expect them to. I know the defense is shittier this year. I know we've said 100 times that Buffalo this is the year for Buffalo. And, this Josh Allen, whatnot, Kansas City and Buffalo. I wrote down Kansas City because I think they get it done. But the more I think about it, fuck it. Give me Buffalo.
You probably going to want to change that. But I'm going to let you grant you one wish, man. So there's no way, man. I'm going with Kansas City. I don't believe in Buffalo. I didn't want to take them. You didn't damn near want to take them against the Steelers, man. How you going to tell them they're going to beat the Cavs? Taylor Swift's going to be in the game.
I understand, but do you understand? There's a wild card to get hot, man, and they roll.
They're not losing.
Rolling.
Kelsey would pull out every, tight end trick that he knows, man. He's not losing for his girlfriend.
Do you trust this defense?
The Buffalo Bills. The defense is a who? They had a lot of – it ain't necessarily the defense that killing Tennessee's drops. By the other dudes who ain't catching, the passes that Mahomes is throwing, it's the drops. That's the issue, man. The defense always been, whatever.
I just whited out my bracket. I'm going Buffalo.
Uh-oh. Come on, Brandon. All right, we split on that one.
I'm going Buffalo. In the NFC, John, we've got San Fran, the one seed against – I have Philly. You have Tampa. I think San Francisco beats Philly again. I got the one seed San Fran beating Philly, moving on to the NFC Championship. You have San Fran versus Tampa, you like.
Yeah, it still be San Francisco, whoever comes out that game. My players are still good by then. Yeah, yep.
Okay. Sorry, I'm writing it down as we're talking. And then the other one, the NFC, John, you have Detroit versus Dallas. I have the Rams versus Dallas. I've got Dallas beating the Rams. So Dallas going to the NFC Championship. Detroit versus Dallas, who do you like? Rematch.
A rematch? Oh, my God. How could we not want that again, man? And this is probably where you get the disappointment happen, man. This is probably where Dallas actually wins the game, and the referees don't come into question, man. So I'm going to take Dallas.
All right. John takes Dallas. So the AFC championships is I have Baltimore versus Buffalo. You have Baltimore versus Kansas City. In the NFC, you have San Fran versus Dallas. I have San Fran versus Dallas. So we'll start out the AFC championship, John. Baltimore versus KC. Who do you like?
Man, it's tough now. It does, man. MVP versus MVP, man. And, like, is Kansas City going to wind their way throughout the game? Do you wonder? That's what I kind of wondered. They kind of been winding their way through the season. Big-time moments, man. I think, you know what I'm saying, future Hall of Famer Patty Mahomes gets it done, man. They win the game, go to another Super Bowl. Let's go.
All right. So John has Kansas City beating Baltimore. Okay. I've got Baltimore versus Buffalo in this game. I like what Baltimore's done this year. I called the MVP, Lamar Jackson, called it. So I will always relive that moment that I've called that. I'm looking right now, John, at futures. Baltimore plus 310 to win the championship. Kansas City plus 1,000. Buffalo plus 650. I'm going to go a second upset here, John. I'm going to take Buffalo over Baltimore in the AFC championship. I think Buffalo finally,
wow.
I'm going to take Buffalo
wow.
finally get the Super Bowl. I think it's just
that sounds like a team of destiny.
How many times have we seen in the past wild card teams get hot towards the end of the season and then it just carries over into the playoffs, something cooked? I think McDermott, I think it's a must-win stuff for him because if not,
right.
he might be outside looking for a different job.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ain't going to pass on Josh Allen. So there's not many quarterbacks.
Josh Allen's the Eli Manning in this generation, is what you're trying to tell me. This is what you're trying to tell me.
Yep.
He's going to stumble his way into a Super Bowl. All right.
He'll get one up there. NFC side, John. We both have San Fran versus Dallas. Who do you like?
That's a storm for at least two interceptions, man. Give me San Francisco 49ers. They're going back to Super Bowl.
Okay. So John's got KC versus San Fran in the Super Bowl. I like what San Fran has done this year. Debo, Bosa, McCaffrey, Purdy for the most part. I question the quarterback play. As I look at both teams, I question more on the quarterback side of San Fran than I do Dallas, John. And with that being said, I think I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl. And we have a rematch. We have a rematch of the 1993 Super Bowl of Buffalo and Dallas. That's what I'm going with.
Hey,
I had a dream.
No way.
I had a dream a couple nights ago that the logos there of the 1993 Super Bowl for Pasadena with
wow.
the roses and those two teams.
Make it happen.
I got
to make it happen, man. We need some new legends anyway, don't we?
Now, what the next in those colors, seeing those teams in those colors in a Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
like, doesn't that bring back some, like, nostalgia a little bit? Thinking about
dude,
it?
That was my, man, that's when I first got into, like, sports
that,
analytics and all
to
those
me,
things.
John, that is the equivalent. That's the equivalent of seeing a sports graphic with the logos and the names of New York versus Chicago for the Bulls and Knicks. That's the equivalent
wow,
to me.
I got
like
nostalgia
growing up. So I've got Dallas. So I got Buffalo and Dallas in the Super Bowl. You have Kansas City and San Fran.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love this. I love this a lot. John, who's your Super Bowl pick? Kansas City and San Fran.
Check this out, because don't we got two different teams?
Yeah.
You don't have San Francisco, though.
No, I got them getting beat by Dallas.
So we got to pick each other's pick. You tell me out of my team. I'll tell you between San Francisco and Chiefs. It kind of comes. It'll probably come down to health. If you're talking about quarterback play, the Chiefs still got that. If you're talking about better defense, San Francisco 49 like that, and still got it's an offensive mindset. I was still excited with the Chiefs, and I would have the Chiefs winning over the San Francisco 49ers if that were to happen.
Okay, so if your bracket, you're going to have Kansas City over the 49ers. Well, Tanner called me a jackass for taking Dallas them, so I'm sure you may call you a jackass here. So he goes, if you don't have San Fran in the Super Bowl, you're a jackass. So, well, I'll take it. Hey, I just want some nostalgia, man. Give me some nostalgia. So, John, you're taking Taylor Swift and the Chiefs.
That's right. I am. That's right.
All right. And for me, I've got Bills and Cowboys rematch of 93. A little bit of new blood in there. I think the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to take the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
How many interceptions would be in this game?
And so much it pisses Jerry off that he fires McCarthy afterwards because he just couldn't get it done.
After the Super Bowl, once they lose?
Yep.
Hold on, Brandon. I didn't want to take you. I want to talk on your pick. That's what I'm saying. If the Dallas Cowboys get to the Super Bowl, there's no way the Buffalo Bills would beat them. There's no way.
You don't think so?
I think they got better defense.
Well, I can't take the Cowboys, John. I
get that. I get that.
Nobody trusts him. Plus, I'm also trying to do a little reverse psychology that if I pick the Bills to win the Super Bowl, maybe the Steelers are upset in the wild card. Maybe a little reverse psychology.
I got
there. I mean, it's the Bills have the second or the third highest percentage for winning the Super Bowl on DraftKings, plus +650. So, but no. So you got Kansas City, I got Buffalo. It's I'll put those out. That's going to be something. So I'm sure we'll get dragged in the mud for some of those picks.
You're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. But hey, that's the fun of it, right? Nobody wants to see a boring chalk graphic, right? The bracket, right?
Right. Brock Purdy
going to
win the Super Bowl? Stop it.
Hear that, Tanner? Brock Purdy to win the Super Bowl? Come on now.
You can win the Mountain West, man. Come on.
Oh, NBA, John. Pacers. It came out today from Evan Sidney. The Pacers are, quote, very, very determined to not include Jairus Walker in any trade, per Woj. Indiana is very high on Walker's long-term potential, as are other teams around the league. In a potential Pascal Siakam trade, Walker could be a key sticking point in negotiations.
Yeah, that the Pacers ain't trading nobody, man. I'm glad they dodged a bullet with Tyrese Halliburton injury. He's gonna probably sit for three and a half weeks or so. But that's not necessarily, you know what I mean, the team will go up 2 weeks, you know, up and down in that 3.5 weeks. But you also got to understand that some of that probably, even in that 3.5 weeks, unfortunately, he's coming out of an injury. He probably going to sit, you know what I'm saying, with rest anyway through some of that. So just unfortunate, but it is, you know what I'm saying, rather, you know what I'm saying, good to hear that it's not a tear or, you know what I'm saying, it's not a knee blown out or, you know what I'm saying, some other severity, but. But like I said, the Indiana Pacers have a team that was built with depth in mind. And like now, you know what I'm saying, the Andrew Nimhards, the TJ McConnells, they'll get the time at point guard and, you know what I'm saying, probably assistant minister, you know, at shooting guard too, man, knowing how Coach Carlisle, like, you know what I'm saying, likes to run a small ball lineup. But they have depth. Brandon, you know what I'm saying, Buddy Hill get more shots, you know what I'm saying, you'll get more – you know, saying resume on Mathurin, should the Pacers kind of keep him around or whatnot? But yeah, man, they reacted real well. You know, saying with the injury in real time, as they were facing Boston, they kind of emotionally could have went the other way, right? And they could have just built it, and they didn't, man. So the Pacers are good, y'all. Just how good can they be without their all-star is going to be the question for the next month or so. So that's you know what I'm saying. But like I said, they're going to lean on the depth. And like I think that's the best plan. Don't be trying to trade Jarace Walker. That dude, we see, hey, man, him and what's the other kid, Sheway? I know I haven't necessarily been high on Sheway, but, like, man, they're killing with the Mad Ants. They're killing with the G League team affiliate. It's kind of with developing with them and getting into a point where they're, you know what I'm saying, their bodies can take a, you know what I'm saying, 82-game rigors and they can play a back-to-back. Right. And they're not necessarily making rookie mistakes. They're not necessarily making rookie mistakes, man. So, like, no, man, future's bright with the Pacers, future's bright with those future young reserve pieces. No, it's like, so, no, y'all, man, Pacers, not Pacers fandom, y'all not getting paid to see Siakam, man. Sorry, y'all.
All right. We did luck out with Tyrese's injury not being as bad. I had Paul George and Oladipo flashbacks in my head during that time when you texted me, because I was watching the football game and you texted me that. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, and it's crazy, Brandon, at the same time, man, John Morant.
Yeah.
Not in the game, but just they just told him, like, before, you know what I'm saying, like, you got with a label, and season's done. And I know it was kind of goofy when he first came back, man. Little sister jumped online, and we all made fun. Hell, his dad was dancing on the sideline. Hell, John was dancing on the sideline. But, you know what I'm saying, in real time, since he's been back, the team has reacted well. And I don't think he hasn't necessarily played all the games. Since he's been back, honestly, but since he's been back, they haven't lost the game. And even last night against Dallas, with the bad news with him being out for the rest of the season. The John Morant, you know what I mean, he's gonna be gone, another star. But yeah, that team was looking forward to like kind of digging itself out of the hole that they kind of been put themselves in. And like now they're kind of looking at like what are they, you know what I'm saying, what's the reaction, you know what I'm saying, what do they do the next? So. Tough times, you know what I'm saying, to hear injury with the young superstars being out. But, like, you know, so some of these teams got to figure out. Like, ain't no – they're not going to say sorry. You know, so you got to play the Bulls tomorrow next night, or you got to play the Pelicans or the Lakers next night. Man, they're not going to sit out nobody, man. So you have to have the next man up mentality, and hopefully your roster's built to withstand that. I don't necessarily think the Memphis Grizzlies are. It's fortunate enough for you Pacers, for the Pacers fans, this team is, man. So – yeah, you know, we'll see what the Pacers, you know what I'm saying, kind of look like at the end of this, you know what I'm saying, streak, and unfortunately for the Grizzlies, John Morant ain't coming back to the next season.
Yeah, for sure. Spoelstra, John gets a new $120 million deal. And how about the Miami Heat waiting for him to sign until his divorce papers were signed officially? That's baller status.
That's crazy. That's some old mafioso type of stuff, man. They know internal ins and outs of his business, man. And you know what I mean, whatnot. So, like, you know, unfortunately, that is part of, you know, so living your life in front of all these cameras and microphones, man. Everybody kind of knows your every other steps, man, including the team that you play coach for. Nobody, I don't necessarily have a problem with the dollar amount. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of kooky that, you know, she's going through divorce and all the things, man. Like, so she can't get no cut of money. But, I mean, divorces are messy. We all know this stuff. But, hey, man, bro, he was a millionaire before. So it ain't like she's totally cut out of, like, any type of riches or anything like that. She's going to be touching that 125, y'all.
Yeah, right. Kawhi Leonard signs a 3-year, $153 million extension with the Clippers. And apparently they're working on a Paul George extension.
Man, Brandon Reed, Paul George is a podcaster. He ain't no NBA champion. I know, and ain't no disrespect to podcasters. That's what we
are. Did you see that video I sent you about Al Harrington talking about his Pacers? They went to Club Reed.
Oh man,
that
was
a wild story. I mean, I knew the incident, but hearing the story, it was wild.
Yeah, real wild. And like, how many guns Jamal Tinsley had in
just
his
rolling
car,
down
the street. Yeah, I mean, I like the stories and whatnot, but like with active players or like telling stories, it kind of like, all right, man, but you retired, bro. You ain't for real no more. You out here collecting checks. I heard one with Gordon Hayward. He was talking about the Utah Jazz when Jerry Sloan and Deron Williams got into it, and only, like how there was like a conversation, a loud conversation. Everybody went in one room, and then coach went in one room, Williams went in one room, and then ownership went in one room. And like after that, 10 minutes later, came out. Everybody came out. Jerry Sloan. This is like during halftime. Jerry Sloan didn't talk to the team, didn't coach the team halfway through the rest of the game. The next day resigned. And everybody, I mean, so it's crazy. But like, you know, saying Gordon Hayward was telling this story. And meanwhile, he got a daggone horse, Charlie Horse shirt on, man. I'm like, come on, man. You telling, you know, it's over, bro. Once you become that podcaster type of guy, man, I can't, you know, so you still playing basketball. I like this one of the.
I do like PG's podcast a little bit. I do. I like hearing those stories.
It is. It's an entertainment thing, man. And that's kind of like, remember, the kind of reason why maybe that's what the Patriots told me he couldn't do. Like, dude, you're going to be a basketball player or, like, you can't, like, so out there, you can be an entertainer, have a platform, have a TV behind you. But, like, out here in the mid, you know, people here is crazy about basketball. Like, hey, man, what you talking about? Get in front of the TV? You better score 30 tonight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, no, man, congrats to Paul George. Congrats to Kawhi Leonard, man. How are you get $158 million? Is he going to play all the games? Right? That's what you're, you know what I mean? But like, no, the Clippers have been on somewhat of a winning streak. LeBron posterized everybody the other night, two nights ago, in that dunk. But like, no, man, like I said, you know, everything's going good with the Clippers, man. They should be, you know, have some say. As far as the Western Conference is concerned this year.
College basketball, John, Purdue lost to Nebraska last night. IU lost last night to Rutgers. Deacon trying to go crazy talking about the Purdue loss. Purdue's got enough quality wins it's fine if they lose a game, John, because they're going to get everybody's best shot, and they've earned to be able to this slip up, it's an easy fix for them, really. It was turnovers. If Matt Painter and them don't turn the ball over, they're going to win the ball game. Pretty simple there.
Mm-hmm.
IU's got a lot of fucking issues, John, with these players.
Yeah,
you got guys going out there getting dust. You got people who can't shoot free throws, 4 or 15. My dog, Tucker, can shoot better than 4 from 15 from the free throw line. You could go out there and shoot better than that. There's a lot more glowing issues with IU than Purdue. So, Decott, worry about Mike Woodson, where the fan base is already starting to turn on him. You need to worry about that instead.
Brandon, it's an ugly baby, bro. IU basketball is an ugly baby. They don't have any quad one wins. And I know people are like, well, quad, that doesn't, those, some of these things don't matter. They do matter when, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have a piss poor, you know what I'm saying, regular season Big Ten resume. And it's kind of, it's forecasting out. I don't want to glaze over Purdue because, like, that is kind of concerning that you got a little, you know what I'm saying, it's somebody they should have put their foot on. Brandon, you cannot. Nebraska is better, but your scouting should know this. You can't go into, you know what I'm saying, these, you know what I'm saying, quote-unquote, you know what I'm saying, games and not have your – I know the coaching staff knows. We know this. Matt Painter talks about having everybody prepared for everybody. Like you treat whatever. Give me one of the games they won 2 weeks ago. A cupcake. You treat the cupcake just like you would treat. You know what I'm saying? Prepare for Illinois. But I think they kind of get caught with their pants down. This dude playing for Nebraska, Kinsey Tominaga. I know I messed up his name, Brent. I'll tell somebody correct me, man. But he kind of taking the Big Ten by storm. But like, man, they found kind of tape on this kid prior to him coming over to Nebraska. He's kind of been their primary driver. Purdue still got problems with, you know what I'm saying, Garden. Nebraska, both of those teams kind of just sped the ball up on, you know, some ball pressure. Last night, they had many turnovers than Purdue had. You know what I'm saying? It's over 7, y'all. So, and you're not going to – Matt Painter has told us before, you know what I'm saying, whether it's Crossroads Sports or whoever else, like, that's not how Purdue wants to play. They want to have ball, you know what I'm saying, maximum possession of the ball. Even they miss a shot, offensive rebound, like, but by turnover before we can get over the line, like, or turnover before we can get up a shot up, like, that drives the Matt Painter system and the Purdue way of doing things, and that drives him crazy. I go back to IU. But like you said, though, Brandon, they got enough quality wins. My goodness, Brandon, did they beat Marquette? Right. Did they win in Maui? Right. Right there enough. Even if you go this poor 500 in your conference, you got Maui. And you already beat whoever else, right? You know, Arizona. Y'all forget about that. So but you know what I'm saying, the people put the brackets and whatnot, they won't. IU, different situation, man. Totally
They're
different
coming.
Situation, unfortunately.
John, the fan base,
I think people are going to be amazed, man. I think Coach Wooden is a good coach, but he ain't coaching NBA-level basketball. He ain't coaching G League basketball here, bro.
He's ready to earn that paycheck and go off the sunset. This is a retirement, John.
Is
what it is. He ain't committed.
It is, but he ain't coaching G League. They need a coach that for one, like, man, you gotta have more than one guard. And if you don't have two guards, your wing player, your small forward player, or your shooting guard got to be a good passer. That's not happening. So, can they win? Can they go 500 in the Big Ten? What you and I see, I don't think so. So that
they
means they got to lean on their right. That means they got to lean on their resume, their preseason resume, and it ain't there yet. It's not gonna be there yet either. So unless they go on some type of crazy Tom Crean, my life is on the line, run, you know what I'm saying? Dream magical run, you know what I'm saying? With Victor Oladipo and you know what I'm saying, is hitting shots, and Cody Zeller is hitting shots for you. They don't have, you know what I'm saying? They got to find their Victor Oladipo and Cody Zeller. I don't think they have that on the team. They don't have that team. Xavier Johnson is sometimes a man possessed, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, his own worst enemy. You know what I mean? And he is their best league guard. And if that is your best league guard, then you got, who's the leader? What is the extension? All right, what is the extension of the coach on the floor? Where is it at? You don't see it. I'm going to give praise to Renew. Outside of that, the weird kid, like, I don't know. No, there's no way. There's no way. He's going to have to lift a whole lot of weight. He's going to probably be a stretch four or stretch five in the new NBA, playing for San Antonio sometime in the next three or four seasons or whatever, right? But like, yeah, they don't have any good, right. Peyton Stovall, not Peyton Stovall, same owner, the other kid that just transferred from Ball State. Yeah, Peyton Sparks, same man. Peyton Stovall is the homie. Yeah, Peyton Sparks, he can't even get on the court. Leo, paid off his sister's NIL, he can't get on the court. So you kind of wonder, like, why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody else? You know what I'm saying? As far as Woodson, like, putting players out there, but, like, nah, man, it doesn't look good right now. And then it doesn't even look good for our homies down in Muncie. I know we you know, you can chime in, but, like, Mike Lewis's bunch, man, I lost another close one last night at home, man. So a lot of teams right here in Indiana, man, got to have some, you know what I'm saying, looks in the mirror. And get some dubs in that one loss column, and hopefully we can get some, you know, some tournament, you know, some team, Indiana teams in these brackets.
Yep, absolutely, totally agree, man. I was chiming up with the IU fan base last night. They are not happy with Woody, so it's we'll see, because I thought they would easily pick the tournament. I'm not seeing any progress, man. But you got a point guard that's making the team worse. Good, him coming back, hitting people in the nuts for no reason.
What did Brian Evans say?
Let me find a couple clips for you real quick. So I sent you the podcast just a few minutes ago after we get off the air for you to listen to it. But Brian Evans had a few things to say. Give me one second here. Give me one second. Let me pull my iPad out because I can get it to.
It's all good. While y'all waiting, man, we want to thank Dr. Nichols State Farm Insurance for being our sponsor. We also want to thank Mavericks Custom Motorsports for being our sponsor, man. To reach out to our sponsors, Dr. Nichols, it's not good insurance, it's great insurance. Reach out to our sponsor, Mavericks Custom Motorsports, man. You looking for that You know what I'm saying? You see weekend warriors who like motorcycles or speedboats, man, check out my you know what I'm saying, Mavericks Motorsports down in Miami, man. Like, hey, as it's getting cold up here in Indy, I'm thinking about getting me a flight, bro. Catching me a flight down to Miami for a couple of days, man. I might check out maps, man. But, nah, man, everybody, y'all just, man, check out our How Can We Do Crossroads Sports with our sponsors, man. Hopefully by that time, as I wrap this up, Brandon's got that tape we're looking for. You got it?
Yep, ready to roll. So this was Brian Evans with JMV earlier today. So let me play some of it.
Okay.
And he kind of went scorched earth a little bit on IU. So here we go. One of his quotes, I will say, if I can find Brian Allen, if he thinks IU has hit their high point with Mike Woodson, quote, I do. He goes, Mike Woodson's never invited me. He's never spoke to me. I was all for him. I'll play some of this interview. Here we go.
I don't know if there could be one today. That was so bad. And it's been bad, but it just got
never invited me.
And, yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm not happy with the state of the program at all. And worse than that, I don't think it's going to get better. I'm afraid it's going to get worse.
So I mentioned this earlier. I kind of wondered, because you can see, you mentioned those with the rose-colored glasses on that are IU fans. You know, a lot of those rose-colored glasses are turning, especially after last night, and not one game makes a season, but let's just say this. We have seen far more descriptions like last night, gameplay-wise, from Mike Woodson and the Hoosiers than we have seen otherwise. Do you think that this program with Mike has hit its high point already?
I do. Unfortunately, I do. And that's a sad thing to say, right? It's not good. But that's how I'm feeling. Maybe they could pull off a miracle and get it back on track and make it feel different, look different. But that's bad. Right now, it's bad in every facet of the game. You know, they don't look connected to one another at all. The effort level doesn't look as good as it should. I mean, there's a couple guys that I think. They bring it. But yeah, not good. The shooting, we've complained and talked about the shooting for a long time, 4 for 15 from the line. I don't think I've ever heard of that from any team at any level. I got a 12-year-old son.
Brian.
Any team doesn't do that. They shoot it pretty good. It's hard to watch. Last night was really hard to watch. I know that maybe back in the prime, I could shoot the opposite hand and probably make 6 or 7 out of 10. And when we're 4 for 15,
oh, it gets worse, John. Listen,
these guys now we're paying them to do this.
We're paying them to do it.
It
gets worse. He takes a couple shots of Woodson here.
From those great teams of the 1990s,
Woodson never got invited.
Here it comes.
NIL, transfer portal, you know, all that plays a role. There's
Thank
no
you to JMV for having this great interview, by the way.
This IU team is more like just the low level of play that we saw last night compared to at home against Ohio State and getting that win this past weekend. Is that where you're coming from? It's more like last night most of the time than it is about those moments that are fleeting, for example, as they had against Ohio State on Saturday night.
Yeah, you know, I don't know how good Ohio State is either. They went on a spell where they think it was pretty bad, you know, and I'm not trying to tear us down. There's no reason to tear us any further down than we are. They weren't very impressive. They got really cold. This team, to me, can play a little bit at home, you know, and I don't want to give them any credit for it at this point in time. I want to give credit to our awesome fans, you know, and the home court advantage that we own, which a place that I love so much.
You fast forward a minute.
And you know you're far away from home at this point for so long and not been in the college game. I was surprised by the hire in the first place and try to be incredibly supportive of it at the time, you know, like, okay, well, all right, they know something I don't know. I thought it was it was hard for me to understand it. And part of that is this is I love the program so much and always have, you know, way before mm-hmm. I ever, you know, dreamed of being a part of it, I was a fan. And I don't understand how we could do a search and decide on somebody that it's almost like the opposite of Jim Harbaugh. It's a tough question for me to answer, right? Because I love this program, and it's hard for me to talk bad about the program, number one, John. It's like the opposite of Jim Harbaugh. Like every year he's being courted by, you know, NFL teams, and he's coveted, right? People want him. You know, my biggest issue with the hire in the first place was, you know, this is not a guy that was being chased by NBA teams or college teams. We picked somebody that was on the side, you know, just off to the side that nobody was trying to hire. I couldn't understand that. I just had a hard time with that in the first place. But mm-hmm. the hire was made. You know, I want to get on board because I want us to win. And I said, all right, well, let's see what happens.
Here
it
comes.
Let's get excited about it. And I bought season tickets for the first time in my life. You know, and they're always pretty good.
He bought the tickets.
You know, 3 games, 5 games, whatever it is. You know, I can get tickets to games. And that year, I said, I'm getting tickets, and I'm going to take my kids down. I'm going to go to games. I'm going to get down there. And, you know, let's get excited. We got a former player back, a guy that was a great player, and I've never met him, but I've heard of, you know, a lot of nice things. People like him, you know, at the NBA level, guys I've played with and against that know Mike Woodson say positive things about him. So, I mean, I tried really hard to get excited. And, yeah, you heard me correctly. I've never met Mike Woodson in my life. I've never been invited down there to a practice or anything else. Never spent any time around him. Never met the guy. But, I mean, he had a clean slate with me. I really wanted this to work out at this point in time. It's hard to think that it's going to work out. I don't see any signs. I don't see any signs of things getting better. I see a lot of signs of things kind of sliding.
So Brian Evans, who joins.
So, and he kind of goes in about discipline play. You got a guy that's a robbery type mm-hmm. of thing. There's no discipline there. You got, mm-hmm. You know, he talked about Xavier Johnson coming back. He goes, I wish he didn't come back. And he's a bad player for this team. Yeah, he kind of goes scorched earth for the final 8 minutes of that call.
Kind of interesting to what's kind of piece out of there, man. I didn't understand how player Brian Ilks, you know what I'm saying, level of basketball play. I mean, he's got a pretty decent resume when it comes to IU basketball. Why are you buying a ticket? You know what I'm saying? That's one.
Right.
And then why, again, man, they just want, you know what I'm saying, those guys that play, whether it's Van Dawson, or somebody like Brian Evans. I'm not trying to loop those guys. And Van Dawkins, everybody knows me and him was having world wars all the time. But I do respect Van Dawkins' thing, like his views on basketball. I respect when I hear Brian Evans talk. I damn near think it's like, wait a minute, man. When he's not necessarily, he's trying to not necessarily bash the program, but he's saying like, man, where is the pride? Because like that's what. Like, you got to be elite level to go to IU, right? But once you put on the gear, like, it's not, you know, the camera, we got to get in here and try to get, how can we become better basketball players so that we can win a Big Ten championship so we can go to the tournament and we can win a Final Four? I didn't say nothing about how can I get you to the NBA, how can we get you to 19 points a game. There's some things in between, in the middle. You might get it to be on the Big Ten, all, whatever. You know what I'm saying, league, whatever, second team, defensive, whatever, but, like, how can we win a Big Ten championship? How can we get to the tournament? How can we win the Final Four? If Mike Woods is not having a conversation with athletes about those three things, you ain't talking IU basketball, as it pertains to the fandom that drives it, the people that put money, the people, you know what I'm talking about, the people that put money into, like, whoever paid for Tom Cream's buyout and whoever paid for Tom Allen's buyout. Those people, If you ain't talking about those things, how can to an athlete and the athlete get athlete commitment, then you don't have the right coach, you ain't got the right players playing for IU basketball.
Yeah, here's another segment from JMV.
Go ahead.
Here's another segment from JMV. Call today with Brian Evans on the ride with JMV. Get the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Listen to 107.5, 93.5, The Fan. Here's part more.
Well, I'm just disgusted by it, to be real honest with you. And I just don't think he should be putting on that uniform anymore. I mean, it stands for something. It means something. Conversation after coach's passing. That was an emotional thing, right?
Yeah, it was.
Because we really care about it. And when you watch somebody just tear it down, we don't behave like that. That's unacceptable on every level. And this is a repeat offender. You know, I know that I talked to you around the time that group of guys were suspended before that Northwestern game.
Yeah.
I thought that's one of the worst things I've ever heard of, that, you know, a group of upperclassmen, him being the key guy, he was a fourth-year guy at that time, and snuck out of the hotel with some freshmen. I mean, I don't think I would have let him return if I was Mike Woodson, to be real honest. I mean, it's setting such a bad example, in his fourth year with some of our freshmen that he had brought in, a five-star in Tamar Bates, and he's sneaking them out. And that, to me, was a critical game. I'm not going to go back and rehash kind of where they were in their season.
Right.
But that was a critical game. You remember it. And when he did that, I had no respect. I haven't wanted to see him play basketball since then, to be real honest. And that's before, you know, strike two, 90 mile an hour on Walnut, you know, swapping seats and pretending he didn't do it and throwing whoever was with him under the bus. Just don't have any respect for this guy.
Mike
completely bummed out when he was graded a C.
Here it comes.
I was done watching him play last year. And now he's back, and now he's tearing down the brand, with that move in the game. And again, if you're a sixth-year guy with a brain, you're sitting here and you're a leader, and you're the captain of the team, and you're going to do that and get thrown out of the game when – yeah, you stay in the game, maybe we win the game. And by the way, at 3-1 in the conference, and knowing we're not playing real good, knowing that we're getting ready to hit a tough patch of the schedule, and you're going to do that and get tossed out of the game, I don't understand how he's not being suspended by the coach, who clearly decided that, you know, we're not going to discipline anybody.
Oh.
We don't sit people down when they make horrific turnovers. We just don't. And I'm at the point where I don't understand how this guy played for Bob Knight.
Oh!
I mean, I was there.
Wait a minute, man. Hold on, coach. Different time. Slow that down. Slow that down, Big B.
This guy is on Friday night, and we've got to watch him again.
So a little bit of Brian Evans going off, man, today on the TV.
Man, he must have had He must have too many Steve Weisers, man.
I mean, Brian Evans was never wrong on anything he said.
Mike Woodson was a hell of a player at IU. And Mike Woodson was a hell of a player at Bob's player. He's a good player, brother. I ain't going to take that away from him, man. So, Bob Knight got a lot of max effort. So everything that you learn from the master, quote-unquote, don't necessarily always get passed down, man. Mike Woodson has put together a good coaching resume. These kids are like, a lot of these guys look like they could be NBA guys. He got them based on athletic potential, not shooting ability, not passing ability, not being able to understand, you got to stay connected and not your one-on-one game. This is what they kind of are. I see why coach always have Olive Branch out for a guy like Xavier Johnson, you know what I mean? Because, he sees him as a young black man that just needs a chance. He's got somebody to listen to him. But, this kid is good. What's the homie say? Good enough to get you fired. And that's kind of like the tunnel vision. If other players or if, guess what, people are listening to Brian Evans, sponsors, all those things are listening to him, and Wilson ain't listening, like everything I kind of said, that arms around you, like you're going to have to, like, cut ties with, you know, some of those players or change up and, like, get it back to, like, what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be college basketball. Yeah, I get it. Everybody's getting paid. But Indiana, it does mean something a little different. It's supposed to mean just like it means if you're a blue blood. Do you feel like a blue blood? Does it feel like a blue blood? Are you? Does it feel like, you know what I'm saying, like Duke? When Zion Williamson is, you know what I'm saying, playing for them, does it feel like it's North Carolina and, you know what I'm saying, did get to the Final Fours, you know what I'm saying, when everybody kind of thought they wasn't playing, does it feel like blue blood with Kansas? Come on, man. You ain't in that class no more, Brett. So how do you get back there, man? You know what I'm saying, with the past and, you know what I'm saying, and some of the things you got to, you know what I'm saying, navigate, you know what I'm saying, in this new, quote unquote, this new NIL field of got to pay players and everybody gonna have to be bent to the wheel of the program like Bob Knight had him doing. But like, nah, man, there's a fine line, man. Purdue got that nice fine line where, you know what I'm saying, guys are getting paid and guys kind of show up, you know what I mean? And there's nothing crazy, you know, like outlandish, you know what I mean? Duke got feel the same consistency. I'm not saying it feel like Coach K. This feels, right, man. I feel, hey, man, Brad. I know I ain't gonna go score shirts on the business, man. But like they got to play better. But they don't have hot. They got accountability. You can go online. The assistant coach, they got accountability with guys. You know, so you ain't in position where you at. But no, man. I tough times for IU. So we'll see if they can turn it around next 3 weeks.
Yep, absolutely. So, John, anything else before we wrap?
No, man, great content tonight. I thought, man, this homie D-Cop must be really pissed, man. I thought he should try to. I know he's trying to get on some of the Facebook. Oh, he did the Pacers game, but like, no, man, great show, man. Like I said, I would say thank you to all the people who did chime in to the Facebook comments and on Twitter, man. You said we had a couple of people chime in on Twitter, man. Thanks, man. The brand is still at Crossroads Sports. That's Brandon Reef. I'm John Tversa, man. I already told y'all to talk to the sponsors, man. Scott King of the State Farm Insurance, Mavericks Custom Motorsports. Reach out to him, man. Hey, man, we'll be back. Check for the story on Instagram. Check for the tweet from Brandon Reef. Check for the tweet from Three Foolish, man. Like I said, man, I don't have anything else, man. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Crossroads Sports Radio Show. You can find more episodes on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like and subscribe for more Crossroads Sports content.